It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. It's the birthday of American inventor and engineer John Fitch, born in Windsor, Connecticut in 1743. He was most famous for operating the first steamboat service in the United States, long before Robert Fulton launched his own model in 1807. He received little formal schooling and eventually apprenticed himself to a clockmaker. And during that apprenticeship, he was not allowed to learn or even observe watchmaking. He later taught himself how to repair clocks and watches. Following his apprenticeship in Hartford, he opened an unsuccessful brass foundry in East Windsor, and then a brass and silversmith business in Trenton, New Jersey, which succeeded for 8 years, but was destroyed by British troops during the American Revolution. In 1780, he began work as a surveyor in Kentucky, where he recorded a land claim for himself of 1,600 acres. In the spring of 1782, while surveying in the Northwest Territory, he was captured by Indians and turned over to the British, who eventually released him. By 1785, Fitch was done with surveying and settled in Warminster, Pennsylvania, where he began working on his idea for a steam-powered boat. Unable to raise funds from the Continental Congress, he persuaded various state legislatures to award him a 14-year monopoly for steamboat traffic on their island waterways. With these monopolies, he was able to secure funding from businessmen and professional citizens in Philadelphia. The first successful run of his steamboat Perseverance was made on the Delaware River on August 22, 1787, in the presence of delegates from the Constitutional Convention. Fitch was granted a U.S. patent on August 26, 1791, after a battle with James Rumsey, who had also invented a steam-powered boat. Fitch's idea would be turned profitable 2 decades later by Robert Fulton. Fitch then moved to Bardstown, Kentucky in 1797, where he hoped to sell some of the land he had acquired there in the early 1780s and use the proceeds to build a boat for use on the Ohio or Mississippi River. He arrived to find settlers occupying his property, resulting in legal disputes that used up his time until his death. A life of continual failure, frustration, and litigation finally wore Fitch down. He began drinking heavily once he returned to Bardstown, and he took his own life by ingesting an overdose of opium. He died on July 2, 1798, at the age of 55. Fitch's legal dispute over state monopoly rights with fellow steamboat inventor James Rumsey and others helped bring about the enactment of the first Patent Act of 1790. He's mentioned in the personal correspondence of several historical figures, including George Washington, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison. Despite his obscurity among other American inventors and engineering pioneers, Fitch's contributions have not been forgotten, and he has been remembered with a number of memorials and namesakes. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 21st, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.